Einstein and Elsa married in June 1919. He was 40, she 3 years older. What happened next was beyond anything that Elsa could have imagined. Before the end of the war, the lives of the newlyweds were transformed as Einstein became world famous. He was hailed as the new Copernicus by some, derided by others. In February 1919, just as Einstein and Mileva were finally divorced, two expeditions set off from Britain. One headed to the island of Principe off the coast of West Africa, the other to Sobral in the northwest of Brazil. Each destination had been carefully chosen by astronomers as a perfect site from which to observe the solar eclipse on 29 May. Their aim was to test a central prediction of Einstein's general theory of relativity, the bending of light by gravity. The plan was to photograph stars in close proximity to the sun that would be visible only during the few minutes of blackout of a total solar eclipse. In reality, of course, these stars were nowhere near the sun, but their light passed very close to it before reaching the Earth. The photographs would be compared with those taken at night 6 months earlier, when the Earth's position in relation to the sun ensured that the light from these same stars passed nowhere near the neighborhood of the sun. The bending of light due to the presence of the sun warping the space-time in its vicinity would be revealed by small changes in the position of the stars in the two sets of photographs. Einstein's theory predicted the exact amount of displacement due to the bending or deflection of light that should be observed. At a rare joint meeting of the Royal Society and the Royal Astronomical Society on 6th of November in London, the cream of British science gathered to hear whether Einstein was right or not. Revolution in science, new theory of the universe, Newtonian ideas overthrown, were the headlines on page 12 of the London Times the following morning. 3 days later, on 10th of November, the New York Times carried an article with six headings: Lights All Askew in the Heavens, Men of Science More or Less Agog Over Results of Eclipse Observation, Einstein Theory Triumphs, Stars Not Where They Seem or Were Calculated to Be, But Nobody Need Worry, A Book for 12 Wise Men. No more in all world could comprehend it, said Einstein when his daring publishers accepted it. Einstein had never said any such thing, but it made good copy as the press latched on to the mathematical sophistication of the theory and the ideas of warped space.